Welcome to this week's edition of Likely Stories. I'm Malcolm Foster, operations assistant at KWBU and avid collector of books. Last year, I had on heavy rotation the latest album from alt-rock icon and the epitome of effortless cool, Kim Gordon. Digging into the conception of the album, I learned that it was inspired by Jennifer Egan's book, The Candy House. Tumbling further down this rabbit hole, I then discovered that said book is a sequel to the title that I want to talk about today. A Visit from the Goon Squad. Curious name, right? Yeah, well, we'll come back to that in just a little bit. I mention my reverse-engineered path of enlightenment because the beating heart of Goon Squad is connectivity. Human contact and emotional involvement, both direct and collateral. Each chapter is written from the perspective of a different character from a different period in time. But each fragmented piece is connected in one way or another to at least one fellow character. We start with Sasha, a kleptomaniac in the middle of a therapy session, before moving swiftly on to Benny Salazar, her boss, a record company executive who's adjusting to a life of shared custody whilst trying to reboot his libido by adding gold flakes to his coffee. From here, we spend time with members of Benny's high school band, Sasha's uncle, a broken-down rock star, a disgraced PR guru, and a 12-year-old girl living in the California desert, to name but a few. The latter actually tells her side of the story exclusively through infographics and text-based diagrams, which is a first for me. Goon Squad is a really unique reading experience, one that works because Egan is able to write convincingly with multiple different voices. Each character, either through perspective, language, tone, or style, feels completely individual. Even repeat visits to core characters differ because their perspectives have changed through circumstance and time, which leads us nicely back to the title. The goon in question is time itself. The two core themes of Egan's book are ruin and redemption, whether the former is literal or a perceived sense of destruction formed by the continuous march of time. The book asks in a number of ways the same question once posed by the great American philosopher David Byrne. How did I get here? But it also examines a far more important question. Where do I go from here? Goon Squad is delightfully absurd and blackly comedic, but it is also a poignant and evocative look at both internal and relational changes. It's a fantastic micro-inspection of the macro-reality that we are not wholly individual. Whether it's a parental bond, a best friend from university swept away by the tides of circumstance, or a pleasant 5-minute conversation with a complete stranger, we are all an ever-growing tapestry of experiences and interactions. And in the end, yeah, time can indeed be a goon, but it can also be a godsend.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org